JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome to Roundabout JA. In today's program, more persons to benefit from Health Mission, and in glimpses of Jamaica, Harmony Hall.
Help to reduce billions of dollars spent annually on Jamaica's energy bill. Save energy by reducing the number of lights to a switch in large rooms so that lighting can be turned off when certain areas are not in use. Save energy. Secure Jamaica's energy future.
Over the years, thousands of Jamaicans have benefited from the services provided by the Atlanta Montego Bay Sister Cities Annual Health Mission. Mayor of Atlanta in the United States, Kasim Reed, says as a result of the relationship established between the two cities over 20 years ago, some 45,000 Jamaicans have been the recipients of health care on an annual basis.
Probably the most important tie that Montego Bay and the city of Atlanta has had really is the health exchange as a part of an effort where we share health care with this extraordinary community.
The number of beneficiaries is expected to increase come next year.
I want to commit to you that we're going to increase the amount for medicine as the result of your mayor's leadership by 50% for the visit next year.
Mayor of Atlanta in the United States, Kasim Reed, was addressing the Montego Bay Chamber of Commerce and Industry Expo ceremony recently. The mission recently made its 16th annual visit to the island, and approximately 1,200 residents of St. James and surrounding areas benefited from free healthcare services, including dental, optical, and prenatal care. More than 26 health professionals, including dentists, ophthalmologists, gynecologists, pediatricians, podiatrists, and general practitioners, and a team of volunteers participated in 3 days of activities at the St. John Methodist Church Action Center in Montego Bay. As Jamaica works towards achieving the Vision 2030 plan, linkages between industries will be strengthened with the common goal of ensuring quality management and production standards. This will help to create a Jamaica that is the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. And in glimpses of Jamaica, Harmony Hall. Harmony Hall was built in the mid-19th century as a Methodist rectory and is one of Jamaica's most beautiful buildings. Reopened in 1981 after a year's restoration, it has since received international acclaim as an art and craft gallery. There are regular exhibitions during the winter season featuring the works of Jamaica's finest painters and sculptors, and over 100 artists and craftspeople are represented. Now to our quote from motivational speaker and executive leadership coach Alvin Day.
Do you have the urge to make a contribution that can benefit others long after you leave this world? Then set out immediately on the task to fix yourself. This is your first responsibility. When you observe what is wrong with the world, when you see the suffering of the countless masses and the individuals you love, your good intentions will be useless if you have not first fortified and provided for yourself.
That quote from Alvin Day's book, If Caterpillars Can Fly, So Can I. Visit ifcaterpillarscanfly.com for more information. And that's where we end today's journey Roundabout JA. I'm Camelia Guthrie with the studio engineer Andre Palmer. Until next time, walk good.